Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone in the franchise world. My name is Paul Segretto, and this is Franchise Today, wrapping up the four-part marketing series, Promote Your Brand, this week on Franchise Today. It has been an exciting and very informative series. I would like to thank previous guests on the show, Steve Greenbaum, CEO at PostNet. We talked a little bit about Steve's recent experience on CBS Undercover Boss, as well as some things he learned on the show. We talked about marketing cooperatives, just a lot of different things. And, of course, the show is on demand, accessible on demand. Also, Jeremy LeDuc, CEO at Elements Local, the following week. We talked about local marketing in franchising, and today we're going to be doing that as well with Sandy Lechner. Last week, Steve Baxter, Senior VP of Worldwide Sales at Set Matrix, took a little bit of a different twist, and we talked about the customer experience as an integral part of marketing today. That is really a very unique show. Looking forward to February. I'm real excited about the February lineup. Voices of franchising. Can't think of four more powerful voices in franchising than Steve Caldera, the CEO at the International Franchise Association. He'll be on Valentine's Day, just several days ahead of the IFA convention. We're real honored to have Steve as a guest again on Franchise Day, especially knowing what his schedule must be like. The week before, starting off the series and kind of transitioning us from the marketing series into the Voices of Franchising series, will be Nick Powells, the CEO of No Limit Media Marketing Consulting, and also the founder of 1851 Magazine. It's an exciting time for them, being the new voice in franchising, and they're getting ready to launch their first print issue of that great online magazine. So looking forward to talking to Nick, and he'll be able to also shed some light on today's marketing, which will be a great transition out of this marketing series. The week after the IFA convention, or actually just a day after the IFA convention, I'll be talking to Nancy Weingartner, executive editor at Franchise Times. And the following week, we'll be talking to executive editor of Franchise Update, Therese Thogan. So really just a powerful lineup of some of the most powerful voices in franchising today. And, of course, I'd be remiss in not thanking our PR and marketing partner, Fishman Public Relations, for the great work that they do helping us to promote Franchise Today. Upcoming events in franchising, of course, I don't think anybody in the franchise community is not knowledgeable of the fact that the IFA convention is just 2 weeks away. February 17th to the 20th in Las Vegas at the MGM Grand. Should be a great event. There's a tweet up on Saturday night, the 16th, right after the Taste of Franchising. So make sure you get into town early. And that event, the tweet up, is sponsored by Engage One-to-One. And really looking forward to that. Seeing a lot of people that are really into social media and social networking. And while I'm talking about that, most of you, if not all of you, have gotten notification from the International Franchise Association of the IFA's new social network, FranSocial. If you haven't, go on the IFA website at franchise.org. Check it out. Let's visit up. I certainly need to get back on there and get my profile completed. Also coming up in Park City, Utah, on March 13th to the 16th is the Franchise Unconference. And then, of course, 2 weeks later, the Multi-Unit Franchise Conference in Las Vegas. Should be a great event. We're looking to do something special at the Multi-Unit event, but we'll share that information as we move forward. Looking ahead on Franchise Today, in March, as I said, Multi-Unit Franchise Conference, we're going to be doing a two-part segment on multi-unit franchising. And just prior to that, we'll do a two-part segment on franchise finance, guest soon to be announced. And then, of course, April and May. I always look forward to this every year. This is our fourth annual franchise legal series. This year we've gone from 7 segments to 8 segments, and it will run all the way through April and May and culminate with a recap of the IFA Legal Symposium in Washington, D.C., and that will be, of course, in late May. And in June, we'll be shifting gears a little bit, technology and franchising, and then also a segment or two on franchise development as we prepare for summer. And as I've been promoting all along, and it really seems to be generating a lot of interest, you know, in the past, we've gone on hiatus for basically June, July, and August. Of course, this year we'll be live throughout June, but we're also going to be live throughout July and August in our quest to do 60-plus shows this year live. And we'll be focusing on franchisors during the summer. And this will be the Franchisor Spotlight Series. But again, if anybody thinks that this will be promotional, it's not. It's all going to be about the best practices that have been implemented and utilized and executed upon by these franchisors that we could share with our listening audience. And I've already gotten a commitment from Dina Dwyer Owens, CEO of the Dwyer Group, who will be on July 11th, and we're filling out the rest of the lineup. Looking ahead to September, October, November, and December, September, we're going to focus the entire month around Public Affairs Conference in Washington, D.C. In October, we'll be focusing about around the Franchise Update Leadership and Development Conference. We'll be talking about franchisor management, talking about leadership, founders' vision. So that should be an exciting month, and hopefully we might even be able to do a live broadcast from the Franchise Update Conference. And then November, actually, I think it's in October, but it's used to be in November, and I'm not even sure when it is this year. The West Coast Franchise Expo is that time of year. We're going to focus on November around franchise development. And some of think it would be an odd time to focus on franchise development as we're winding down to the end of the year. But knowing how things really skyrocket in franchise development activity in January, we want to make sure we have enough prep time leading into the year. Maybe it gives some additional motivation. In December, we'll be doing a recap of the entire year. We'll focus on some of the hottest topics of the year, bring back some guests for some holiday well wishes as well. And then we're already lining up 8 to 12 live special events broadcast throughout the year. And as we did last year in August, for the Dealmakers Summit, the private equity franchising event spearheaded by Susan Blackbeth. And we'll be doing the same thing this year, but there'll be approximately 8, 10, maybe 12 special events throughout the year. So really a great time at Franchise Today. I am excited to say that Franchise Today is now a production of Franchise Foundry, and really looking forward to exciting things. And, of course, the marketing series today, as I said, is wrapping up, and today we have as my guest Sandy Lechner. Anybody in franchising that goes to the IFA events and conventions certainly knows Sandy. He's the managing partner of Sprout Lab Media Networks, and formerly, and probably where you best know him was as CEO and founder of Synergy Brand Management, a full-service brand management company offering solutions for franchise and multi-unit retail systems, which include print, direct mail, specialty items, apparel, creative design, and fulfillment programs. Mr. Lechner is a CFE, that's a certified franchise executive, and I'm happy to be joining him as I receive my designation this year at the IFA convention. He's a proud member of the IFA Supplier Forum and sits on the FranPAC Advisory Board, which I am also pleased to announce that I've committed to the maximum donation this year myself, and I encourage everyone out there to do the same. It's really important. He was formerly the senior VP of St. Ives U.S. Division from 2002 to 2007 and just has a wealth of experience to share, a true consumer marketing specialist Mr. Lechner is regularly asked to be a guest speaker and presenter at brand-specific and industry-related meetings and conferences. He's a guest writer. If you read some of the magazines out there like Franchising World and of course, some industry segment magazines like Pizza Marketing Quarterly, you'll see some of his articles. He lives in the Sunshine State of Florida. And Sandy, welcome to Franchise Today.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's definitely my pleasure, and I think as we are wrapping up the legal series, we would be remiss in not talking about brand management, and I really believe brand management is one of the key cornerstones of all marketing and actually all of franchising. And when you start looking at all the different aspects of franchising that it touches upon, certainly brand management is important. You know, recently your company merged with, or a merger of sorts, and you can explain that, with Sproutland. So if you would, just give us a brief historical snapshot of what occurred and where you are today.
Sure. Well, first of all, congratulations on in advance on receiving your CFE designation. That's great. And I'll thank you and congratulate you also on being a max donor to FranPAC. That really shows your commitment and is very, very important to the organization. I've also been a max donor for a number of years. So as you had said in the introduction, and thank you for that, we founded Synergy Brand Management in 2007. And really that was born as a result of when I was at St. Ives, we were a very large company. It's about an $800 million company with 1,600 employees and facilities. It's actually a London-based company with facilities all over the United States. We started working with very, very large brands like Pizza Hut and Domino's, Subway, and some other very, very large brands. And I began to understand more and more about the franchising world. And as I did my first IFA, I think it was down here in Hollywood, actually at the Diplomat 10 plus years ago, maybe even longer than that, 12 or 15 years ago, and really saw that there was a missing piece in the supplier world to the franchise industry. And that was kind of a technology piece that brought all the pieces together of the marketing mix and allowed a franchisor to maintain brand offer and creative continuity, allowed a franchisee to go into one platform, pick out the marketing assets they wanted to use, customize them for their specific local needs, and get them executed that met corporate compliance and specifications. So we spun off and started Synergy Brand Management in 2007, 2008, and we're extremely fortunate to experience really tremendous growth. And what happened, as we all know, over the past 4 or 5 years is digital media has really come to the forefront as a strong mix in the overall marketing of franchise brands, franchise development, local unit economics. And Sprout Loud has been a leader in the development of distributed marketing platforms for about 7 years and approached me as they were trying to get a foothold in the franchise industry, and all of us that have been involved for, you know, a few years know that it's a close-knit community, sometimes not the easiest community to break into. So they contacted me, and kind of all the planets aligned because they're located here in South Florida where we were, and it was really a perfect fit. And what it allowed us to do was maintain the continuity of what we were doing, but now have the base of this incredibly robust technical solution that includes all of the digital components as well, and email, social, search, and the whole bit. So that's kind of where we are today. I'm the managing partner of the company, and we handle about 80 brands, about 40,000 franchisees or sub-users. And we're thrilled. We're going to be out at the IFA and hopefully making a big impact.
Well, that will absolutely be great. Look forward to seeing you there. And I just want to give everybody kind of a snapshot here of what we're talking about today. And we're talking about, you know, basically the value proposition of brand management, and of course, on this show specifically to franchisors and mm-hmm. franchisees. But, you know, in talking with you over, I guess, the past few events, we've had the opportunity and certainly my pleasure to learn a little bit more about what you do. And I think there's a lot of people that just don't understand what you refer to as distributed marketing. So, I guess, you know, why don't we start there? You know, what right. is distributed marketing?
Well, distributed marketing is really any franchise system, multi-unit retail system, or distributor network where you have what we call a master and then a network or a system of sub-users. So in the franchise industry, you would have your franchisor who specifies corporate guidelines and specifications and best practices, and then you have your franchisees who are the sub-users who would take advantage of certain aspects of those recommended marketing assets, whether it be social media, email, whether it be local search or direct mail or in-store or apparel or promotions or loyalty programs, whatever the case may be. Now, what a distributed marketing, and those, that's kind of a definition of what a distributed marketing company looks like. A distributed marketing platform or technology like ours or any that are out there basically would give the master, in this case the franchisor, a digital platform, an actual URL that can be accessed usually through an intranet through a single sign-on feature. And it provides the franchisor with a platform to house all of the recommended assets. Again, direct mail programs, social media, email, in-store graphics, specialty items, promotional items, vehicle wrap programs, outdoor advertising, ad builders. What it allows the franchisees to do is to go onto the site, choose from whatever asset they need to use, customize it for whatever they need, and either have it executed or download it and email it or take it wherever they need to be executed. What this does for the franchisor is it allows them to maintain brand, offer, and creative continuity, which, as we all know, is the hardest thing for a franchisor to do as they grow their brand and system. From a franchisee perspective, I can now, at my leisure, anytime, 24/7, have access to corporate-approved marketing assets that I can go online at my leisure and order, customize, and have executed, that are considered to be best in class. So that's really a short definition of what the process is.
So obviously a very key component of brand management in general. And I think that, you know, there's a lot of people that, you know, kind of look at brand management as just something that, we manage the brand, but really they're not. And to your point about, you know, managing assets, and I think that's often missed too, that these are truly assets of the brand. You know, how important in today's business world, and specifically in franchising, is brand management?
Well, we think it's the most vital component in the industry right now, and unfortunately, the least talked about. As those of us that attend industry functions on a regular basis, we all understand that the vast majority of the content, both in the events and in the industry media, really are development issues, legal issues, and financial issues, and occasionally operational issues. But you see very little and you hear very little about individual unit economics, individual unit marketing, driving traffic, trial, and retention of customers at a local unit level. And in my opinion, with the economy the way it is, that the best way that you're going to be able to develop your brand and sell new franchises is by creating validators, and that means making sure that your existing franchisees are making money. And the way they're going to make money is by properly marketing themselves, by being able to measure the ROI, by planning their marketing the same way they plan their inventory, their human resources, their rent, or whatever other expenses they have. And what we find is this is usually something that is paid the least amount of attention to, not only from an industry-wide standpoint as far as media and events, but also at the franchisor level. So there's definitely an opportunity to provide that knowledge industry-wide and to create an impact for not only an emerging brand but a mature brand.
I see. So in your mind, if somebody asks you, Sandy, what is brand management? How would you define that?
Well, brand management, in my opinion, is the process by which you're managing all of your marketing and branding resources in such a way that you can measure return on investment, you can measure usage, you can maintain identity, and you can maintain integrity among your system. And the technology is vitally important when you're trying to implement that process. I mean, today, what happens in a brand management scenario, which is kind of a term that we kind of coined because it was very difficult to articulate exactly what we were doing because most people don't really understand the term distributed marketing. So what happens today in a standard franchisor environment is they'll have 14 or 15 vendors that are basically doing the task of one brand management piece of technology, and they'll usually have a full-time employee on staff managing all of those relationships. So the amount of time, energy, and resources that are going into this traditionally are an enormous, enormous waste. What happens now, and what we see so much happening, is the consolidation of that process utilizing technology, which makes the franchisees happier. It makes the franchisor happier. It also creates a much easier environment to sell franchises, because you now have more technology that's easier to use and can provide more support on behalf of new franchisees.
So what is the value proposition to the franchisor? I guess maybe let's start there, and then we could also talk about to the franchisee.
Well, the value proposition to the franchisor is actually there's a number of different prongs in this. First of all, the level of support that you can now provide to your system is exponentially greater. What technology will allow you to do is if you've got and I can name a few specific cases, but if you've got a product, any type of a product, whether it's a service like floor coverings or maid services or handyman services, or you're selling pizza or subs or tacos, the ability to drive data, a good distributed marketing platform will integrate with a POS system and with a CRM, so that you're not only integrating the information from a point of sale, but you're also integrating from a CRM, which is providing both, are providing customer information, buying habits, dates, and many other data points. So for sake of argument, if I am a franchisor and on behalf of my system, I want to post a Facebook message, I can have administrative rights, because one of the big issues right now with the franchise industry is franchisors do not want individual franchisees to have their own social media pages, because they want to protect the branding and they want to protect the messaging. But from a local search standpoint, it's very important that you have those local pages so that you come up. So if somebody's looking for a vendor in a specific market, the fact that you have some local content and local pages will allow you to be seen and rank higher in the searches. So with the parent-child relationship that Facebook is offering, our technology or other technologies in the marketplace will allow you to, with a click of a button, post a message that goes on every social media account within your system that's customized with their specific location information or whatever the specific customization is. You can also touch a button and have a multi-touch, multi-channel campaign where you can have an email sent out, a social media post, and a direct mail piece, all with the same message, all going to the same audience at the same time, that can be communicating a special offer, a seasonal offer, whatever the case may be. You know, in other cases, there are specifically with service-oriented issues, we have seen, you know, customers, and we have that if they're doing a job in a specific area, the system will automatically output addresses within a certain radius and let that market area know that we're currently, you know, painting the house, you know, in your neighborhood, or we're currently redoing the floors in your neighborhood. So the ability to do real-time, data-driven events and campaigns that are totally integrated, that just happened on a trigger basis, this is all happening electronically without any human intervention at a fraction of the cost that it used to or that it is if you're still utilizing a human method where you have multiple vendors and you have somebody in your office that's trying to pull all those pieces together.
So how are franchises using it right now?
Franchisors?
Yeah, franchisors.
Well, the way franchisors are using it now, the technology is they will consolidate all of their efforts onto this platform so that if we look at retail-oriented franchisors or specifically food-oriented franchisors, that do a lot of LTOs, which are limited time offers. You can literally have emails go out to all of your existing customers or customer acquisition emails, social media posts, in-store materials, and direct mail promoting a new item or a seasonal item, all happening at the same time without any human intervention at all, all customized and localized. Some of the other things that we see franchisors utilizing this for is very robust reporting, understanding, by SKU, by item, by program, by franchisee, by budget, who's doing what, who's spending what, and so if you have a franchisee calling you, bemoaning, you know, what's going on, you can easily run a report and say, well, this is what you've done over the last 3, 6, 9 months, and sit and actually review it with them and have KPIs set in place. One of the other major issues for franchisors are traditionally in an FDD, you see 1-3% that is mandated for a national ad fund that gets ACH'd usually, and that the franchisor utilizes that money for corporate branding and to do some national marketing campaigns, and then there'll be a 2-5% LSM budget that's dictated, which is local store marketing. And traditionally, it's been very, very difficult to manage that process of who's spending what on a local level. That they try to manage it and they try to enforce it, but it's very, very difficult. With a distributed marketing platform, you can utilize that technology to actually put budgets on the sites, have specific catalogs that franchisees can use, specific best-in-class tactics, whether they're digital marketing tactics or printing or promotional items or whatever the case may be. And it's they have to go on the site and utilize their money. And if they don't, it just sits there. So there are lots of ways that this specific platform and brand management and distributed marketing in general assist a franchisor in not only managing the brand but enforcing the spends that they believe are necessary to have a successful business.
So, Sandy, it seems like there's a lot going on within this aspect of brand management. And certainly it appears to be vitally important to get the message down to the local level, maintain the brand integrity, be able to make the most use of human and financial resources, and as you said, a consolidation. What do you say to franchisors, maybe startup or emerging brands, that have, you know, 10 to 20 locations, and say, you know, Sandy, this sounds great, and it sounds great for a large company, but we're just a small guy. How do you respond to that?
Well, that's, you know, that's a good question, Paul, and we run into that quite a bit. And many of our users are, they range from, and many of the users that span along all of the available technology range from, you know, just getting going to thousands of units. We believe, and actually we've changed our minds on this recently. We, you know, like everybody else in the business, we used to, you know, really target those systems that had 100 plus units because of the revenue opportunity and the usage and the consumption. But today, you know, we're obviously still doing that, but today we look at emerging brands with equal importance, and I'll tell you why. First of all, the cost to build an infrastructure as a franchisor is almost prohibitive. And, you know, the cost to develop an FDD, the cost to put your operations in place and everything else is a it's a barrier for an emerging franchisor, as you well know. What these type of platforms can do is very inexpensively provide the resources of an internal marketing department to where, under normal circumstances, there would have to be a resource at a franchisor level. So if a franchisee wanted to do a local promotion, a direct mail piece, an outdoor billboard or bus bench, a vehicle wrap, order apparel, they would have to call into the headquarters, and somebody at headquarters would have to source that for them. And there would be proofs that went back and forth, and there would have to be a creative resource involved, and it's very cumbersome product or very cumbersome process that very, very quickly kind of spirals out of control. And then one of two or three things happens. Either the franchisor has to spend a lot of money on corporate resources in order to fulfill the constant needs of the growing franchise system. Because even at 15 or 20 units, you're looking at, you know, 15 or 20 phone calls a day, you know, because right. At any time during the day, you know, I need this, I need that. So what happens is either you're inundated at the franchisor level. The second thing that happens is the franchisees get frustrated and they just start doing their own thing, in which case you start losing your brand continuity and your creative and the continuity in your offers and in your message, which is in our opinion, it's disastrous. I mean, that's really all the franchisor owns is the continuity in their brand. And then the third thing is obviously they can adopt the technology that would, you know, solve those problems and have them poised for growth.
We are live on Franchise Today with Sandy Lechner, managing partner of Sprout Lab Media Networks, and we're talking about brand management and distributed marketing. It's a very interesting conversation. Sandy, I know you work with thousands of franchisees. We're the various franchisors. So, and we know there's a tremendous value proposition to franchisees, especially the push down towards local results. So instead of just giving us a general definition of what the value proposition is to the franchisees, can you share with us some case studies, some results that you might have been able to attain and achieve with some franchise systems?
Sure. We're really proud to work with a number of really great brands and really great people. And some of the programs that we've worked through with some of the programs have had really great results. Again, nobody has a crystal ball, so you test some things, and then hopefully some things are home runs, and some things you don't do again. But we can talk about a couple of programs that we've had. One of our customers, Lenny Subs, which is about 170 unit sub franchise out of Memphis, Tennessee. We've been doing all of their work for a number of years, and one of the issues that they had, which is a pretty common issue amongst QSR and fast casual and full service restaurants, is the hardest customer to reach would be considered or is the employee in an office building. If you're in an area with a lot of office buildings, there's no way to get inside them to get to the employees, because there's no way to get that data. So we came up with a program called a Please Post Immediately poster, and what it was a direct mail piece designed to be posted in a lunch area or a coffee area that had a series of 20, 30, or 40 offers that were perforated and could be taken off. So if I was in the kitchen pouring a cup of coffee, there'd be something hanging on the wall from Lenny's Subs. We pulled data. So if a franchisee wanted to participate in this program, all they had to do was log on to their resource center, which is what we call our platform. So they would log on to the Lenny's Resource Center. They would click on this particular program. They would choose their store location, which would automatically populate all of their store information, a locator map. Then they would choose from a library of offers that were predetermined by corporate to put in there. And then they would just choose a quantity that they want sent out. The platform would automatically pull data of companies with 10 or more employees within a 3-mile radius that were non-food service, non-religious, and non-healthcare, and it would automatically send these direct mail pieces. It would produce it and send these direct mail pieces to that database. And this all happens literally in the process of about 5 minutes of the franchisee logging on, ordering it, and then they get an order notification. They pay with a credit card, or they pay utilizing their local funds, and corporate gets notification that the order's been placed, or they can just run a report on a monthly basis. That particular program worked so well for some of the franchisees that corporate actually does it 2 or 3 times a year now as part of the national ad fund for the entire system, and we've seen ROI as high as 53%, which is just ridiculous, off the charts ROI.
Yeah, absolutely.
Another program that we've seen pretty incredible return on, and that's really what we focus on, and that's really what the technology allows us to focus on, is really taking a historical look at what the franchisees are doing and what the results are, so that we can, that we can make suggestions and counsel and strategize with our customers, both on the corporate level and the local level, on the best practices of where to spend money, because the dollars are limited, and we want to make sure that we're driving the best results possible utilizing the reporting we get from the technology. Another program, which is really so basic when you think about it, but has proven to drive over a 30% ROI on a regular basis, is a customer acquisition program that we do for birthdays, where you see in virtually every company that keeps a database of any kind, they will send out birthday cards or birthday emails to existing customers, saying happy birthday and offering something special for their birthday. But you rarely see companies doing it from a customer acquisition standpoint. So we put together a program about 4 or 5 years ago that we do for about 15 or 20 different systems now. And really what it is very simple, is that if you've got a store located, we're in Sunrise, Florida. So if we've got a store here, and we assume that our area is a 1 to 3 mile radius around the location, maybe it's 5. We'll pull whatever the market demographic is. So say for sake of argument, we're working with Jazzercise, who's one of our accounts, and so that market is obviously female. It's female, and it's a certain age range of a female, and usually we'll either do a household income or household value of X. And so we'll pull that data, and then we'll drive it one step further. Here we are on January 31st, so we'll say we want just the data of everyone that's got a birthday in the month of February. So now we've got this data of Jazzercise profile customer, okay, that has a birthday in the upcoming month, and we will then wash that data against their current customer database. So now we're left with their model profile customer that has a birthday next month that's not currently doing business with them. And we'll send them out a card that says, "Happy birthday, Mary. On behalf of your birthday, come in for a free class." Or if it's selling food, come in for a free pizza or a free drink or whatever the case may be. So now what you've got is a customer acquisition program that's going out that's personalized with their name, that's going to your model profile customer that's not currently doing business with you, offering them a birthday gift. And we regularly see above 30% ROI with that program as well. And again, it's fully automated. A franchisee need only come onto the site, click in the direct mail module, click the happy birthday card. You know, they put in their, you know, they just click on their store number, which populates the information and how many pieces they want to send out. The system does the rest.
Wow, that's quite impressive. So, listening to the various aspects of brand management and distributed marketing, as I have, I'm sure there are a lot of listeners that might be somewhat confused. They might be looking at this and saying, Sprout Labs is a software company. Well, wait, it's an ad agency. But wait, maybe it's a marketing firm. Wait,
right.
You mentioned social media. So, you know, how do you differ? How does Sprout Labs specifically differ from this multitude of ad agencies, marketing firms,
right,
software companies, or combinations thereof?
Right. Well, that's a great question, and I'm really glad you asked it. First of all, at our very core, we are a software and marketing company, software and local marketing company. We have 25 developers on staff. Our software is proprietary. We're based here in South Florida, and we have an office in Medellin, Colombia, where we're staffing more developers as we speak. We do not compete on an agency level, and we don't consider ourselves an agency for a couple of reasons. First of all, we don't do conceptual creative and branding, meaning that if a company needs a complete rebranding, new logo, new look, those kind of things, we refer them to some of our agency partners. Some of our agency partners today include Hot Dish, Greenbaum, Weiss, you know, some of the best agencies in the franchise space that we will regularly recommend. Additionally, we don't do corporate websites and consumer websites, and we don't do franchise development SEO, which is primarily something that you see these franchise marketing and advertising agencies doing. That's their core business. So we
right.
have specifically and purposely decided not to get involved in any type of a competitive situation with the industry's best agencies, whom we consider terrific and also friends of ours. We take the same position as it relates to public relations, whereby, you know, people like Rhonda Sanderson and Brad Fishman and Lauren Fisher, that we purposely do not compete in that area, and we will regularly work with them shoulder to shoulder, supplying products and services to customers to fulfill their needs. So from that standpoint, we're certainly not an agency. What we are is a distributed marketing platform company. We believe that we have the most robust software in the marketplace. And the true differentiator for us specifically is the fact that we have the only software in the marketplace that truly brings together all aspects of marketing, from print to fulfillment to advertising and also all the digital components, being local search, PPC, email, and social. That there are certainly great companies that do the different pieces of it, but to
right.
our knowledge, we're the only ones that are aggregating that into the distributed marketing platform.
So you're basically the push. You're the catapult for all the messaging that needs to get out.
Correct. And what the beauty of it is we also allow you to integrate with your existing POS or CRM systems so that you can do multi-touch and multi-channel campaigns without having to plan, you know, with different suppliers and different platforms.
Absolutely. You know, and I want to clarify something for our listening audience, because Franchise Today is not really about, you know, promoting a particular brand or service or concept. But I asked Sandy that question because I believe there is confusion as to distributed marketing, brand management, and not knowing anyone else doing this at certainly at the level that Sprout Lab is doing. I felt it important to ask that question specifically about Sprout Lab. But, you know, please understand and don't get up in arms because you might think that this was some type of promotion. It's not. I just think it's a unique offering and a unique solution to the franchise community at large. But I think, like myself, there was some confusion and still probably will be some confusion because this seems to be, you know, quite complex, even though the end result or the desired result is achievable and simple, because it's actually, you know, pushing the messages through. So I do appreciate you giving that very good response on that, Sandy.
Yeah, much like, Paul, much like a FranConnect will be a franchise management tool.
Sure.
And kind of consolidate all the different aspects of management, being your human resources, your inventory, your accounting, you know, and they provide a platform that allows you to pull together all the different resources of managing your franchise, your individual unit. And from the corporate level, those systems allow you to run reports on all the different aspects of operations. This is
right.
This is if you could think about the same type of a platform only for all the different aspects of marketing.
Sure. I get that. And you know, for years I've been, especially with the influx of all the social media activity that's been going on, and increasing and escalating over the last few years, I kind of looked at the old way of marketing and promotion as a tic-tac-toe board, you know, four lines, nine spaces, you win, lose, or draw, and move on. And today, blowing that up to a Rubik's Cube, where it creates that cross-platform, multi-tiered effect, often doing things and touching the end user almost simultaneously at times. Or I like to say, you know, a tic-tac-toe board, you know, on turbo or on speed. And integrated marketing, I mean, absolutely. If you're going to do something, you might as well get it spread out and get the results from a couple of different aspects with one set of resources and one set of push. So,
So a good distributed marketing platform or brand management company, whether it's us or anybody else, would work cooperatively with agencies that are producing and proposing integrated marketing programs for their clients, as well as internal marketing departments that are looking at how to properly use customer databases, how to properly use email, social media, how to properly use four-wall marketing and direct mail, and you know, all those different aspects. There are so many different touch points, and to consolidate it all is very, very difficult and very costly. And so this is just one method of utilizing technology to provide that benefit to the industry. And it's been very, very well received. And like all of these technologies, it's you know, relatively new, and it's consistently growing and kind of organically developing. And one of the nice things about owning the software and the development is that we can modify the offering based on specific needs, as can, you know, most of the folks out there that are providing this type of a tool.
Sure. Well, you know, you mentioned a key word here, you know, technology, and as we know, there are still amazingly so many within franchising that are really adverse to taking advantage of some of the great technology that's out there. And off topic just a little bit, you know, how do you respond to the people that within franchising that say, yeah, you know, technology is important, but we're going to take it slow. We're gonna just dip our toe into the water for right now, and we'll see where we are. Because I know I saw a lot of those people saying that, you know, 4 years ago with social media, and quite frankly, working with a client this week that has this is a franchise brand has zero social media presence. I mean, how do you respond to a franchisor that says that to you?
Well, the depending on who we're talking to, because as you know, there are different layers within an organization. If usually we're talking to a C-level executive, and at that, in those cases, we can usually be pretty honest and pretty candid. And the reality is this, Paul, is that if you're not going to embrace technology and you're not going to embrace what's currently available to you, you know, you're going to be left behind unless you've got this incredible equity brand that is just so spectacular and so well received that you don't have to worry about it. But we both know there's not a ton of those out there. You know, I think what's important is to utilize tools and resources that are available to you. I think what's important is to understand that while social media and all of these new things that are out there are important parts of the overall mix, they're not necessarily the magic bullet, and they have to be looked at, you know, with caution. But certainly, we see the same thing that you're talking about. I recently was referred to a relatively large brand with over 200 units. One of the first things we do when somebody recommends a brand that we talk to them about our services, because we're 100% referral-based, is we'll look them up on Google and see what comes up, you know, where they rank, and then we'll look up a local office. So we'll look up, you know, for sake of argument, pizza in, you know, in Dallas, and see where it ranks there. And oftentimes, you can't even find them because they're not spending any money on local search or SEO or PPC. And you know, you want to tell them, what, you know, what are you thinking? Don't you realize people go online when they're looking for stuff? You know, so it's, you know, those conversations sometimes are just kind of, you know, what are you, nuts kind of thing. But we just try to counsel people to take advantage of the tools that are out there, to stay timely and to stay relevant. And that's really what it's about, is you need to maintain your relevance. And you can choose to either maintain relevance, you can choose to compete, or you can choose to dominate. And that really, those decisions are going to be made based on your commitment to specific types of marketing and specific types of marketing and brand management.
Well, that's a powerful statement right there, and I couldn't agree with you more. So as you said, you know, you talk a lot to C-level executives, but, you know, as we know, oftentimes we're talking about marketing, we're talking about, you know, some type of senior or mid-level manager that might look at these type of platforms, these type of resources, as something that might push them out of a job. How do you respond to them, or how do you address them?
Yeah, that's something that, you know, is very sensitive for us, because that is something we run up against, and folks that are in our area will run up against that, because what's happening is somebody will get hired as a marketing director or a marketing manager or a marketing VP, and rather than spending their time on marketing, they're really spending their time on purchasing. And they're working with 14 or 15 different vendors, an apparel vendor, a social media vendor, an email vendor, a list management company, a direct mail company, a printing company, vehicle wraps, outdoor, whatever the case may be. And they really don't spend any of their time on strategy, you know, working on national branding strategy or local store marketing with the individual unit owners, trying to help them compete in the marketplace. And certainly not spending any time on ROI analytics or actually analyzing whether or not programs are working or not. So what we try to do is talk about how we can repurpose their energies, that we can help take existing resources and repurpose them for reasons that will be much more impactful for the brand. And that by utilizing a distributed marketing or brand management platform and technology to its fullest level, we will actually take a lot of pressure off the corporate office and allow them to utilize the existing resources for much greater tasks than, you know, negotiating the cost of a T-shirt.
Right, and I think that's the key, is to capitalize on the resource, the resources that are available to, you know, look at it from a bigger perspective. You know, how could you be effective? And, you know, looking at, you know, one of the taglines or the tagline on Sprout Lab website, you know, empowering local marketers with the resources of national brands. And so going back to the question about startup and emerging brands, this is really a tremendous resource. This technology is a tremendous resource for startup and emerging brands because without it, you have no way of competing with the bigger brands.
No question about it. You have no way of competing because you simply don't have the resources to hire people, nor do you have the need at that point. We had a conversation, it was either yesterday or the day before, with a system that, you know, has one unit and, you know, just finished their FDD and, you know, is wondering how they're going to fulfill the needs of just that one franchisee, you know, and nevertheless, the 10 that they've sold that they now need to pull permits and hire architects and, you know, spend all their time doing that. Meanwhile, they have to answer the phone and, you know, print up brochures and business cards and apparel and all this other stuff. So really the value proposition to an emerging franchisor is, you know, for a very, very low cost of entry, you now have the technology and the resources in place that a system with 1,000 units has. And you have your choice how you want to, you know, employ it and how you want to utilize it. And now you're poised for growth and you don't have to implement new processes and new programs as you get a little larger. And it's much easier to adopt any of these technologies, whether it's accounting technology or operations or marketing, much easier to do it when you have a smaller system than trying to convert 100 owners, you know, into a new software platform. Because we've done that too. We've started working with 25-year-old systems that have 700 units, and trying to get everybody to convert it to a new platform is a challenge.
Challenge to say the least. So this is Franchise Today, and we're wrapping up with Sandy Lechner, managing partner of Sprout Lab Media Networks. And today we've been talking about brand management, distributed marketing. It's been very informative. Sandy, the last question, we'll talk specifically about Sprout Lab. Where's Sprout Lab going? Growth strategy in the franchise industry and out?
Like I said at the beginning, Sprout Lab is about a 7-year-old company that over the past 3 or 4 years had established very, very strong relationships in the travel segment and the healthcare segment and the jewelry segment, both with franchise companies and distributor-oriented companies, and had exhibited at the last few IFAs and kind of saw, you know, that it was an industry that was somewhat close-knit. And so we worked out an acquisition and a merger with my company, and our plan is to become the source for all franchisors. We want to see our software and our platform in virtually every brand in the industry. We're currently partnering with the PR firms and the advertising agencies so that we can, you know, cross-promote each other's brands. And we readily expect to be the brand in the industry and do it with a number of other verticals, which will include finance, which will include retail, healthcare, travel, automotive, and a few others.
Well, that's great. Sandy, I really appreciate you being my guest today. You can look for more information on Sprout Lab online at sproutlab.com. There's a newsletter sign up on their site. I recommend doing it, signing up for that, because they provide some great information, especially in such a complicated world, the small business and franchise owner. Sandy, thanks again for being my guest today.
Paul, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Looking forward to next week as we enter into the Voices of Franchising series. As I said earlier, we'll be starting off with Nick Powell's of No Limit Media Consulting, talking about their newest venture, 1851 Magazine, what was started out as a digital publication and soon to be a print publication. And then the following week, my guest will be Steve Caldera, CEO of the IFA, just days ahead of the 53rd annual IFA convention. If you've yet to sign up, go to franchise.org and do so today. As well, if you've yet to become a member of the IFA, please take advantage of a great offer to become a member with free access to this year's IFA convention. That needs to be done quickly. Until next week, my name is Paul Segretto, wishing you the best, the very best in this great, great, great thing we call franchising. Franchise Today is